This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. For our study today, let's turn to Malachi chapter 2. We will use the same 4 points to organize what the prophet presents in this chapter. Let's focus on what we should appreciate. The priests were God's primary focus in what the prophet presented. If they were guilty and deserved God's judgment, then it is not surprising the people would follow their example and face the same condemnation. On the flip side, if the priests did what God called them to do, God would fulfill his covenantal promise of life and peace. Verse 5. God planned an abundant life for his people, much like what Jesus described in John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Or as it reads in The Message, I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. That's what God has in mind for everyone who trusts in him, abundant and eternal life. Since God, as our Creator, knows how to fix what might be out of sync with his plan, he's committed by covenantal promise to fix it. Do you appreciate what God desires to accomplish in and through your life? That's why he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. John 1:4 says, in him was life. Luke 2:14 says, the angelic chorus praised God when announcing the birth of Jesus, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace in men on whom his favor rests. Ephesians 2:10 declares, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Do you appreciate God's covenantal promise, and do you revel in it?